Go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the Board of Adjustments meeting on February 9th, 2012 to order. Could I have a roll call, please, Lisa?
Falk. Howe.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Wallinger.
Here.
Okay, the item two, I point out to the folks that are in the audience that if you go back to the podium, the agenda for tonight is there, so we'll be referencing that as we go through our meeting today. Item two is review the board procedures. The Board of Adjustments is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's responsibility of the board members to review and interpret the City of Bettendorf zoning ordinances, but specifically as it applies to special uses and variances. We hold public meetings once a month, and prior to that meeting, each board member has an idea what the, or has a list of what the agenda items are, and we go out and review the site and make sure we're prepared when we come in here to discuss the subject in question. Normally we decide at that meeting, not 100%, but almost 100% of the time, we make our decision and provide our recommendations or denial at that meeting. Once in a while, we'll have to table it for some kind of reason, whether it's a visit to site or wait for additional information. I would ask that part of this agenda is we will have an opportunity for the applicant to state their case, and when they do that, we'd ask them to go back to the podium and state their name and address, and then being at the podium, you'll be on a microphone, and that'll officially record your comments in the minutes. Following that, then we'll open it up for additional folks in the audience that may want to speak for or against that particular request. So with that said, let's go on to item three, and that's to review and approve the minutes of the meeting of January 12th. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion. We approve January 12th, 2012, our meeting.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any against? Okay, the minutes are approved. Item four is to the board to review and approve the 2011 Board of Adjustments annual report. First, before we actually make a motion to that effect, any comments by anybody?
No, I've looked at them all, and they look great.
Yep.
I think we had less items last year than we did the year before.
And I think that whether this body or the city staff or the people are getting more knowledgeable about what is likely going to get passed and what's not is showing up in our results. So from year to year, we have less situations where we have to deny a request, which is always good as well. I would hear or entertain a motion to approve the annual report.
I'll make the motion to approve the annual report of the 2011 Board of Adjustment meetings.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Against? The annual report is approved. Moving on to item five, this is where we get into the public hearing on the applicant request. Before I start there, we have four agenda items, but John, I suspect that two of them are going to be combined together.
If that would be all right with you, we'll just make a single presentation for the second and third item on the agenda.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense to me as well. So items B and C will be combined together. So the first case, item A, is case 12-007 at 1304 Elmore Avenue. It's in R1 district. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 30 feet to 20 feet to allow for construction of a deck and pergola, submitted by Richard and Lisa Seifert. John, do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
Would you go ahead with your report, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is highlighted on the graphic being displayed before you in yellow. The arrow points a direction as how one can get to this site. It is not a site that a lot of vehicles go past. It's not on a main thoroughfare, and therefore I thought I'd show you exactly how to get to the site, at least one of the ways to get to the site. The applicant is seeking a variance to allow a pergola roof-covered deck to protrude into the required front yard. In this particular case, the Elmore Avenue side of this lot is considered the front yard, and therefore the deck is considered to be within the front yard setback. The new deck would wrap around the south and east sides of the house. The deck would add approximately 408 square feet of deck space to the existing deck, for a total, existing deck being the square right in here, for a total deck area of 516 feet. This would be looking down from the sky onto the overhead of the deck. It would again be covered with a pergola roof. This is basically a outline of that roof plan. I have a graphic later on in the presentation here that I think shows better what that would look like. The east side of this house has no real architectural features to it, and this plan is presented to you to try to enhance the curb appeal of that side of the house. Rather than being mostly a functional deck, it will be functional, I'm not trying to say it won't, but the real reasoning for this is more aesthetic, to break up the that side of the house. Again, showing an overhead view of the house. As you can see, there's considerable landscaping in the front yard, which will separate this area from the actual roadway. This roadway actually terminates down in here, so I would guess perhaps only you and perhaps the neighbor across the street is routinely using this portions of the street here. So it's going to, thank you very much. It's very much in an area that's not going to be looked at by many citizens. This lot is one of the largest in the area there. As you can see, I have highlighted it with a little red lighting on it to show you in comparison. So certainly there's a considerable amount of room on this lot. This is the effect that the applicant is attempting to achieve. You do not have this in this in your packet. Staff received this a little bit later. The pergola covering, and again, this whole reason for this is to add an aesthetic feature to that, for lack of a better term, bland side of the house that really has no architectural feature to it at all at this time. I believe that summarizes the request before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is the applicant here to speak?
I know both the applicant and the contractor is here.
Okay.
So perhaps
would either any one of you want to speak?
I would.
Okay. If you go back to the podium.
My name is Keith Kim. I'm the contractor for the proposed structure, and as John mentioned and indicated earlier, the objective here is to create some type of relief on that side of the house, on the east and the south, simply to kind of tone it down. And the when the Seiferts and I got together and started talking about this, that was the goal. How can we make this sit down into the lot a little bit better and make it a little bit more comfortable looking overall? And that picture you're looking up at the screen right now is, of course, before any of the landscaping was done, and they've added trees and berms and things to try and soften it up considerably, but this just takes it to the next step. Again, as John mentioned, it's not really going to be a functional deck. It's more aesthetics than anything. It's only 6 feet wide, except for the bump out, which will bring it out to 10 feet, which brings us out into the setback. The picture you're looking at here, what we're proposing is a way scaled down version of this. In the center bump out that you see here, that has a covered roof. We're not proposing to do that. We are, however, proposing all the way along that pergola roof to do what you see on either the left or right side, spaced out cedar stringers in order to just to create that kind of overhead effect. The connection from the south side door all around to the would be the north side door is going to be something that we had talked about originally, although it's not necessary for their family traffic pattern. It does allow the two decks to be connected. And what I do want to stress here is that it's merely to enhance the overall look of the property and also the neighborhood.
Is anybody else here wanting to speak to this particular case? Okay, seeing none, I'd bring the...
Mr. Chairman, I guess I would add, we, staff received neither phone or written comments from anyone on this, and the courtesy letters did go out to all the surrounding neighbors.
Okay. Thank you, John. I bring the issue back to the board. Any comments, thoughts?
I think it'll be a benefit to the home, and I'd like to make a motion to approve case number 12-007 at 1304 Elmwood Avenue.
Bryce, comments or a second?
I'll second that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that'll add, be a very attractive addition. I congratulate to what you're trying to do, and the 6 foot depth is not obtrusive, so you're not going to go out there and make it look cause not only issues with your neighbors, but cause issues with other people who would like to have similar requests. So I think the request is very reasonable. Let's take a vote on this. All in favor of this request, say aye.
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 Against? Okay, case 12-007, 1304 Elmer Avenue is approved. Okay, our next case is case B and C, case 12-008 at 2002 Spruce Hills Drive and 2828 18th Street, a C1, C5 district. It's a request for a special use permit to allow a drive-up window submitted by FEPH Acquisitions Fund 2 LLC. And then we're going to bring in case C, which is the same addresses. It's a request for a variance to allow parking in a required front yard along 18th Street, submitted by FEPH Acquisitions Fund 2 LLC. So for the council, the board members here, we're going to have to end up with probably two separate votes, one on the special use permit for the drive-up window and another on the parking. So just keep that in mind. John, has an affidavit of publication been published?
Yes, sir, it has.
Okay, go ahead with your report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Give just a brief summary of what the project will be and then address the two issues separately in the single presentation for you. The site is located at the northwest corner of the intersection of Spruce Hills Drive, excuse me, and 18th Street. I think we're all familiar with the area. The plan is to demolish the existing bank building and the multi-tenant retail structure adjacent to it, eliminate the closest driveway to the intersection, causing a greater separation for vehicles entering and exiting the site than it exists currently today, and then combining these two sites for the demolition of those two structures and replacement with a single structure being located predominantly on the western side of the two combined sites, parking along the south and east sides of the building. And one of the main issues we'll be dealing with is, of course, the drive-up. Regarding the parking, parking along Spruce Hills will meet all of the requirements by code and be at the proper setback. The parking adjacent to 18th Street is the only item under review for a variance, and that is to reduce the required setback from 20 feet to 10 feet. In consideration of the surrounding area, the parking at Valley Bank is within 6 feet of the front property line. At the Mel Foster office, it is within 10 feet, which is what's being requested here. The city's own parking lot adjacent to this is within 10 feet. And one of the reasons for this consideration, or for this request, I should say, is they're going to be adjoining that parking area, so that it will be a seamless flow of the parking to adjoin what the city already has at our site. The BP gas station has zero setback for parking. Dairy Queen has zero setback for parking, and the Wells Fargo Bank has 17 feet for parking. So the parking request is certainly consistent with the surrounding area, and it would be nothing that stands out as unusual. And one of the reasons for that request is to increase parking so there would be all this additional parking adjacent to 18th Street, and to have more separation so that any traffic going around the area to go into the drive-up lane will have additional 10 feet to do that, rather than pushing this whole parking lot back another 10 feet. I believe that covers the issues surrounding the variance. Now, regarding the drive-up cars that are approaching the drive-up lane are represented with the red arrow that I'm displaying for you. And as you can see, any headlights, if this were occurring at night, would be directed towards the trees that exist there, as well as the trees that exist here. As these cars make that swing and the headlights make the swing, again, there's trees blocking it from the residential area, so this appears to be ample buffering and well thought out as far as giving buffering between that residential area and the cars approaching the drive-up window. The closest home to the drive-up window is right here, and that is approximately 300 feet away from this nearest portion of the pharmacy property. The applicant addressed the special use requirements in the application that was included in your report. I won't go over the specifics of all eight of those. Staff does not dispute any of their answers to that. Regarding the drive-up in this area, the Valley Bank has a drive-up, and of course Wells Fargo has a drive-up, so two out of the other three intersections in this area also have drive-ups, and of course the third intersection is a gas station which has vehicles driving in and out of there all of the time. Therefore, the request appears to be consistent also with the other surrounding businesses in this area. Staff does support the special use request and feels that the analysis supports that the parking request is also consistent with the surrounding area. I believe that summarizes both of the requests for you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Excellent report. Is the applicant here wanting to speak to the issue? Okay, if you'd go back to the podium, sir.
Thank you. My name's Tom Lowe. I'm with the company that is the applicant. First Equity Group is the name of the company. And we've been working on the proposed redevelopment for some time. It's the northwest corner, as you can, as John presented. And it was a very thorough presentation, so I don't need to be redundant on some of the technical side of it, but I do want to publicly state a couple things that are important, I think, to relay. And we've been working with ownership of both parcels, and use that's currently there is going to be closing. There's some relocation that's going to be required for the uses. The bank in particular has already identified a relocation and is working on a relocation scenario. So it was, I just want to publicly state that this is not taking out all the tenants that you see there. So there's going to be some relocation requirements required as part of this project. We did put together what we think is an efficient plan. We met with staff over the right before the holidays, took into consideration a lot of the comments that we had heard, made some adjustments to the plan. We tried to get a larger setback along 18th Street to try and get closer to what the code requires of the 20 feet, but we're still short. We hope that by lining up with the drive to the north, the city parking lot to the north, hopefully there's a justification for the request. And we also are hopeful that the amount that we're providing on Spruce Hills, which is a minimum of just over 20 feet, to as it widens as you go west, we're trying to accommodate more green space in that area. So I'm also available for any questions that the Board of Adjustments might have.
Board, have any questions?
Yeah, I have a concern. Learning Campus Drive, is that going to be closed, or it looks like this plan encompasses part of that driveway?
It is not going to be closed. It will remain open. It'll be straight through as it is. I attempted to overlay the plan on the actual photo of the area, so it might be a little misconceiving to you.
Will there be,
it will remain open.
Will there be drive-up availability to on Learning Campus Drive to come in that way to the drive-up window?
Sure. Traffic could come in like this, go around the building as such, and go up to the drive-up.
So there will not be the back entrance there in the back, there down where the yellow arrow is off of Learning Campus Drive. There won't be any exits or in there.
This will remain open. Again, I did not overlay that probably as well as I could have.
Okay.
Vehicles coming this direction, is that your question?
No.
He's talking if they can turn south or north as they're heading through that drive-through, John.
Can they come in on Learning Campus Drive and exit the drive-up window from the back side that way?
They would have to go this way through
the John's analysis is correct. They'd have to come from the east to the west to access.
If you went north on Learning Campus Drive.
What he's asking is people, could they come up this way and...
Yeah.
And is that what you're
saying? Yeah, or the other way, or go north, go on off of Spruce Hills, and come in that way to the Learning Campus Drive, or to the drive-up window, excuse me.
Off of Spruce Hills, they will be able to enter the site and then work their way
around
the
building.
Drive-through, correct?
Okay, all right.
But we're about where the yellow arrow is, that would be an exit only. We would not want to have traffic conflict with patrons using the drive-through.
Okay. The only other concern I had was the steepness of the entrance when you pull in there. That's city property or city owned. It's quite steep if you look at it in your site plan planning, and also the width of that driveway seems to be very, very narrow for the amount of traffic that's going to be involved.
That is something that I've already talked to Mr. Connors about, and
okay.
We
that was my
certainly look at
only
that
concerns.
With site plan review.
Yeah, I think they're both legitimate comments, and the P&Z probably discuss that
sure.
In more in depth. Makes sense. Any other questions for the applicant?
Not for me.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Board, thoughts?
Did Bryce have any comments on this being...
No, I really don't. It seems like a logical analysis and fits in with the area. Concerns about the turning and the entry and exit seem to be addressed. Flow on the site seems to be addressed. They like they're working on a nice circular motion through there. I don't really have any other comments.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's very consistent with the neighborhood and other businesses in the area, and it'll probably be very well received to have what they're planning on putting in that neighborhood. So it's a good project. I'd like to, if we're ready to make a motion, I'd like to probably take each case separately. So if you would, the first motion would be for B or case 12008. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. Well, go ahead, Bryce.
It's my turn?
Oh. Yes.
I move that we approve the special, which one are we doing first?
The first one, B, the drive-up window.
I move that we approve the case 12008, the request for a special use permit to allow the drive-up window at Spruce Hills Drive and 2828 18th Street.
We have
second.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Let's go to any further discussion. Then let's go to a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Against? Okay, case 12008 is approved and passed. Let's now I would entertain a motion on case 12009.
I had one more question on parking. According to the plan, you have three sections of parking. There'd be one in the middle. Is that the way it is, John? There'd be three different sections where people can park against the building, against the street, and also in the center?
Yes.
Okay. There's adequate room then for cars to exit and enter that through that with that?
Oh, yes. And this, all of this is reviewed during the site plan. We have the Development Review Committee come in where police and fire look at it and make sure there's enough turning radiuses for their emergency apparatus, and all the different departments will look at that. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve case number 12009 at 2002 Spruce Hills Drive and 2828 18th Street for a request to allow parking in the front yard along 18th Street.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of case the applicant's request for case 12009, say aye.
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 Against? Motion carries. Case 12009 is approved. Let's move on to our last case for the evening, case 12002. John, do we have an affidavit of publication?
Yes, we do.
You want to go ahead with your staff report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Site is located at the intersection of Middle Road and Belmont Road. It's directly across the street from Lindquist Ford, and it is highlighted, the lot involved is highlighted in yellow in the graphic being displayed before you. This will be an additional banking facility. The drive-up will have five lanes that will accommodate up to 25 vehicles for staffing. There will be no access allowed on Middle Road or Belmont Road, and all traffic will come off of Ridge Point to alleviate congestion on those two very busy roadways. All traffic will proceed in a counterclockwise motion around the building for entering and exiting, and also counterclockwise to enter into the drive-up area. Therefore, this one-way traffic will facilitate a safer flow. There will be no conflict with vehicles going in different directions. The parking areas are all separated away from the drive-up area so that there would be no conflict with vehicles that are trying to back up into vehicles that are stacked for the drive-up lane. Quite frankly, staff cannot imagine a situation where there would be more than 25 vehicles at a bank drive-up at any one time. However, there are hours that are quite cyclical for banking facilities. Typically Friday afternoons, paychecks go out, so they have more than adequate stacking to accommodate for those type of situations. Project as a whole appears to be logically laid out. Staff believes that the plan does satisfy the eight criteria associated with the special use requests, and staff does not identify any conflicts with any of the surrounding businesses. I believe that gives the summary of what the request is before you.
Thank you, John. Is the applicants here to speak on their behalf? Would you go back to the podium, please, if you would, if you're willing?
Hi, my name is Jeff Van Herzel. I'm the facilities manager for DHCU Community Credit Union.
And I'm Matt McCombs, the chief operating officer for DHCU Community Credit Union. I think that if you look at the plan, you know, we really did try to think about how we had this traffic flow, knowing that Middle Road and Belmont are both busy roads and busy intersections. And with Ridge Point being far enough setback from that intersection on both Belmont and Middle Road, that it should alleviate any traffic problems for folks that are turning down that road on either way. As John said, we really can't imagine that there'll be a time that we'll have more than 25 cars going through the drive-up lane at one time as well, but we certainly have adequate stacking there to allow for it, and certainly we're available for any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Anybody wanting to speak else? I don't see anybody here, so I'm assuming not. Okay. Thank you. Board, comments?
I don't have a problem with the site. I think it's a great new facility for Bettendorf. The only thing is, when you come on, what's the name of that road that goes through there, John?
Ridge Point.
Okay, and you're coming out toward Pleasant Valley High School.
Yes, sir.
And you stop there, and you look to your left. The sight distance, because of some big evergreen trees, is a little problem. So I think you should look at it as far as the city's concerned.
We certainly will.
I think it's a well-thought-out plan. I like your entrance point. I think it makes a lot of sense. It mitigates any traffic issues other than what Norm was referencing, and it'll be a good addition to the neighborhood, I think.
Very well.
Bryce, comments? Anything?
No, everything's well said.
Okay, I entertain a motion for this case.
Go ahead, Bryce.
I move we approve case 12012 at 3230 Ridge Point, a request for a special use permit to allow a drive-in banking facility.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Against? The motion carries. Case 12-0112 is approved. John, any further business for this evening?
Nothing further. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The Board of Adjustments is adjourned.
Okay.